Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, this is Dee returning your call from customer support. You can return our call at your earliest convenience. Thank you
for
calling.
Hello?
Oh, hello. You there?
Yeah, it showed up as some mortgage company on my
phone. Yes, this is Dee from customer service returning your phone call. You left your number for us to give you a call back.
Yes, I on my phone there was something from a sweepstakes that I ended it was Home Depot, and I didn't scroll down to see that you didn't need to pay anything, so I authorized $5 for and it said that I actually had won the Dyson, and that I needed to pay $5 for shipment. And that now later I scroll down and it said that you don't need to pay anything to enter this sweepstakes.
Well, you can be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweepstakes, but it doesn't mean that you won the vacuum cleaner. You won an entry ticket, and they will pull the drawing at the end of the month.
And that's not what it says. It says I have it on the screen. Shot that I actually won it, and I was one of the even listed winners from other states, and you know, and so forth. So that is fraud to me when it says you did win.
The drawing would be at the end of the month, but the shipment was the entry ticket.
Okay, so the $5 was the entry ticket.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so there won't be any more things charged. I just had a charge to my credit card of $99.95, and I just had a call from my bank, and that was done today. And the only thing I've done today is this survey. Is it possible that my card has been used for that amount?
Okay, well, I can take a look and see what that charge is for. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
53403.
Was that 53403?
Yes.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Anne-Marie Baldukas.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you confirm your address?
3609 Waterbury Lane, Racine, Wisconsin, 53403.
No problem. I do see here that payment was declined, but I do see you did enter that contest to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner. And along with that comes with our Bite Tub Meal app, and it's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. So in the terms and conditions, it informs you that you will be enrolled into a monthly subscription for that meal plan.
Oh, I don't want that. So I didn't see that anywhere, and I don't want that. I will have to get a new credit card if that stays on, and it won't be paid. So could you just reverse it?
I can cancel your account so that you won't be billed, but that payment declined.
Yeah, but it means I now have to get a new credit card. Okay. So these are really all scams then, because it's this has nothing to do with Home Depot. Of course, I see that now, and it's your organization that is taking care of this, right? Who is doing this? Because I am going to report this. This is fraud to discharge me for something that I haven't even been asked if I wanted.
Yes, but that payment never went through. It declined.
I know, but it wouldn't. If my bank hadn't stopped it, it would have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
My bank stopped it and called me, and I said, no, I've not charged anything for 59 something today. So they just stopped it. But if they hadn't stopped it, it would have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what would I have received for that? You said some food thing?
The Bites Hub meal app, which is an app that you would download, and the app focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
But I have no interest in that and would never have bought anything like that.
Nope.
I'm very conscious of what I eat and everything, and I don't need anything like that. So why would you do that automatically?
Well, it was in the terms and conditions under the credit card when you entered the contest for that Dyson vacuum cleaner.
So you had to scroll down or up or something to see that, because I didn't see anything on the screen.
Yes, it was in the terms and conditions.
Well, I was just reading the terms and conditions. They are here. Let's see. I'm clicking on it again and see if it comes up here. Okay. Let's see. No purchase unless every order must be 18 and older. Remember to read the terms and conditions and privacy. And let's see. And now there is, I can click on something and maybe get terms. No payment, and I read that is necessary. Any service, okay. Promotion, it's the Bite Hub giveaway sweepstakes. And the sponsor, the official rules. Let's see, where do I see that I agreed to pay? Where does that show up in the terms and conditions? I'm scrolling through now, but it's... Is it promotion description he shows up in?
It would be right under your credit card, right underneath your credit card.
Well, how do I get to that now? Then I can't see that now. That's... So it's not in your terms and conditions, then, because I'm looking at the terms and conditions now. I'm scrolling through, and I don't see anything there.
It was underneath where you put your credit card information.
But this is your terms and conditions, and you're the ones administering this. And I'm reading them, and there's nothing. You have different terms and conditions under the credit card purchase, then? A different set?
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I'm saying that I'm reading your terms and conditions, and they say nothing about it, and you say they were under my credit card purchase?
Yes, they are. Yes, it is there.
But you have different sets of terms and conditions in a different place? You have more than one set of terms and conditions?
Yes, when you placed the order and you entered in your credit card information, it was underneath that section.
This is a total scam, and you know that, right? This is a total scam. So how long have you been doing this? Hello?
Unfortunately, we don't have the information, that information. We can only handle your current account, and since the payment declined, there is no account. There is no account.
Right, but I have to get a new credit card and tell everyone that uses that automatically that I have a new one, which is going to take me hours and hours. So, and you've done that by fraudulently crediting my or charging my credit card and something I didn't want, something I never said I wanted.
Okay, it has been canceled out so that you will no longer receive any type of alerts or payments or anything of the sort dealing with the Bite Hub.
Okay. Okay, thanks for your explanation.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.